This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. We're talking this morning about breast cancer. I'm joined by Lisa Parkinson, accredited exercise physiologist. How are you this morning, Lisa?
Yeah, I'm good, Jordan. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thanks. So breast cancer, we hear about it quite a lot. How common is it in Australia?
Yeah, so it's really common. It's the most common cancer in women, and more than 13,500 cases are diagnosed in Australia each year. So a bit of a big thing. And 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer by the time they're 85. But thankfully, almost 90% of those diagnosed will be disease-free 5 years after diagnosis. But that does mean that we have nearly 100,000 breast cancer survivors in Australia today.
Wow, okay. So that's quite a decent recovery rate. I guess there's been a lot of research into breast cancer over the years.
Yes, that's right. So it is a good recovery rate. But there are, side effects of the treatment that the females are then living with down the track.
Mm. Yeah. So what are some of those, side effects and treatments?
Yeah, so the common treatments, as most people are probably aware of, are surgery. They can just be removal of the lump or removal of the whole breast, chemotherapy, radiotherapy, hormone therapy, and then specific other drug therapies. And the side effects of the treatments depend on the extent of any of the surgery and also the dose and type of the medication or adjunct therapy as well. And there are common side effects. So they include fatigue, hair loss, an increased percentage of fat and weight gain, nausea, sleep issues, joint and other types of pain, bone density loss, which is another important one, feeling a bit vague, kind of chemo brain, and then also lymphedema, which is a build-up of fluid that causes swelling in various body parts. So there is quite a lot of side effects from the treatment.
Right, but I guess that's the way up, isn't it? The cancer versus the cure.
Yeah, so it's weighing out, like
say. Mm. So, of course, you're an exercise physiologist, so your way of dealing with things is exercise. How can exercise help people who are going through cancer treatment and post-treatment?
Yeah, so exercise can help to counteract some of those common side effects of treatment. And last year was recommended by the Clinical Oncology Society of Australia as a standard adjunct therapy for all cancer patients, which means that all cancer patients should also be doing exercise as part of their rehabilitation. And the reason for that is that exercise can help to decrease the fatigue that females are experiencing. We can help to improve their body composition, so decreasing their fat mass, increasing their lean mass, assist in increasing or maintaining bone mineral density, which, as I said, is a side effect of some of the treatment. It's great for mental health and socialisation, and just generally helps to improve a person's quality of life. So it can be a really great thing for people undergoing cancer treatment.
So how much exercise, obviously, if you are going through cancer treatment, you probably haven't got the most amount of energy to do a full workout, but how much exercise should someone be getting?
Yeah, so it is a gradual thing. So as I said before, it can counteract some of those side effects, but and it is important to undertake both aerobic and resistance training. But we need to start off quite gradually. So we start off with light intensity exercise and then gradually build up to an intensity and duration that we might be aiming for kind of down the track. It is common to have some exercise routine lapses due to the side effects of treatment and fatigue. And so therefore we do readjust the program up and down over time, depending on how the person is feeling. But if the person's able to exercise reasonably consistently, the short-term goal is to accumulate at least 30 minutes of aerobic exercise on at least 3 days of the week. And this could be broken down into smaller chunks. So they might do 10 to 15 minutes in the morning and then have a bit of a rest, and then later on in the day do another 10 to 15 minutes. And then over time, we want to try and build up to that 150 minutes of aerobic exercise. So that might be, further down post-treatment, depending on how the person's feeling. As I said, resistance training is a really important component as well. So that can improve body composition and bone mineral density. And there are specific strength exercises which have been proven to have more of a positive impact on bone density than others. And they include a deadlift, a squat, an overhead press, and some impact exercises. So these would be incorporated into a program, but again, at the person's own pace and ideally undertaken twice a week.
So what are some helpful tips then for people undergoing breast cancer treatment starting on an exercise program?
Yeah, well, I would always consult your doctor and an exercise physiologist. We've undergone specific training in helping people with cancer to recover, so we can plan a program correctly for you. A diary to record exercise sessions and how long you're going for, if you're getting any side effects, that can be helpful to look at where you're having good days and bad days, and then we can kind of plan your exercise around that. And then lymphedema, which is that swelling of the lymph, is a feared side effect, or it is a side effect of treatment. And some people worry about exercising with that. But there's been studies around that showing that exercise doesn't increase lymphedema, so it is safe to exercise with it. However, the guidelines do suggest that females wear a compression garment whilst exercising if they do experience that side effect.
Well, Lisa, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
You're welcome. Thanks, Jordan.
That was Lisa Parkinson, accredited exercise physiologist on your Classic It's Breakfast.